Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Well, the liberal media elite is freaking out. They're watching their lawfare cases disintegrate right in front of them for sheer fakeness. And problems, ethical and even criminal problems with those prosecuting Trump or trying to. So that was their plan right there. That was their plandemic for 2024. And then Joe Biden not doing so well in the polls, at least right now. So they know it's down to they've got to get this felony conviction in New York at all costs. And they're beginning to panic. And you could see that they're beginning to panic. They thought that they had this thing in the bag. So yesterday, I don't know if you heard this, Nancy Pelosi goes on MSNBC, where they all normally agree, right? And all they spin there is fake news. And Katie Turr is sitting there. She's been a loyal Biden supporter, is sitting there, and Nancy Pelosi's lies just become too much. Like, even Katie Turr can't do it. And it's only because she just looks dumb sitting next to Nancy Pelosi as Nancy Pelosi lies like this. Listen to Nancy Pelosi rip her head off. This is incredible.
Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And he has the worst.
I don't think that anybody can accuse me of that.
At least she pushed back a little bit. I'll give her credit for that. Yeah, that is a ridiculous statement. I'm just going to have to shut up. I'm about to say something. Don't need to say
it. It was the Democrats pushing to shut all those businesses down. It was Trump saying, hey, each state should decide. The Democrats did what? Shut their own states down. What happened? Everybody lost their jobs.
Yes.
And now they want to blame Trump. That is absolutely ridiculous. When you had states like Florida who were like, nah, we're not doing it. And they did just fine. They led the nation in growth. So the idea that Trump somehow caused job loss, that's just bizarre.
And then this guy in the White House is trying to claim credit for simply getting back to close to the amount of employment we had prior to all these government shutdowns.
Right. But not only not getting there, the vast majority of the jobs that are replacing the old jobs are part-time, low-paying jobs. They're not the good jobs.
Right.
In terms of full-time jobs, the good, well-paying jobs, zero. We are losing those.
Yep.
We are going backwards. We're in negative territory. Manufacturing jobs in negative territory, and jobs for Americans in negative territory. Mm-hmm. Legal immigrants and non-Americans are now taking more of these jobs. So we are getting absolutely nowhere. In fact, we are going backwards on jobs. So the panic took many forms, though, and it was kind of fun to watch. Nicole Wallace lying. Okay, Nicole Wallace here on MSNBC had just come from the correspondence dinner where Joe Biden bragged, as if it was funny, about essentially how he's putting Trump in prison. It was funny. He joked about Stormy Daniels, right? So he's bragging about lawfare as they do it in Venezuela and Argentina, places like that. This made no impression whatsoever on Nicole Wallace. Instead, she went on TV and said this might be the last year she's able to go to the correspondence dinner or even appear on TV because she says Donald Trump is going to crush the free press or something. Take a listen to what they are with a straight face telling their sheeple.
Depending on what happens in November, 7 months from right now, this time next year, I might not be sitting here. There might not be a White House correspondence dinner or a free press. While our democracy wouldn't exactly fall apart immediately without it, the real threat looms larger. A candidate with outward disdain, not just for a free press, but for all of our freedoms and for the rule of law itself.
Please provide some evidence for your statement, because there is none.
No, but what she's doing, what she said perfectly describes what Joe Biden is doing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, the FBI censored the New York Post. We know this for a fact. Censored me, you, everybody who wanted to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop on Joe Biden's behalf.
For all this talk about Donald Trump being against the media. Yeah, he's against the media for providing fake news about him for the large part and about his policies. But did Donald Trump ever kick the media out of the White House? Did he ever stop having White House press conferences? Do you remember COVID? Good grief, we couldn't get him off of the television. Him and Fauci and Scarfini and all the others that got up there and lied about what was going on during the pandemic.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We couldn't get them off the television. We couldn't get them off away from it. Has Trump ever kicked people out when he was trying to get to Marine One, the helicopter, to go over to Air Force One to go somewhere else? No. No. Donald Trump has never. Now, he has pointed his finger and he has called out individuals, networks, and also reporters for committing fake news and lying about his record. But he's never stopped the media itself from doing anything.
No, that's what
so
they need.
So there's no evidence to say that Donald Trump would do away with the free press and that our First Amendment rights are gone. There's no evidence whatsoever to support that. None. He had 4 years. Did he ever do it? No, he didn't. But now we have 3.5 years so far what Joe Biden is doing to a free press.
Well, and Barack Obama before him, remember, he spied on James Rosen. They hacked into they hacked into Tucker Carlson's cell phone, took his messages, his cell phone messages, and leaked them to the press.
Catherine Herridge.
They also spied on Cheryl Cassoni. Cheryl Atkinson. They spied on Cheryl Atkinson. We know that for a fact. And the FBI censored the New York Post, censored thousands of accounts to keep them from reporting on and talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. You want to tell me all of that is not a police state? But we're not supposed to worry about any of that. That's all cool. But if Trump says mean things about the media, well, that is very scary. Meanwhile, I know you wanted to talk about this too. This is outrageous. The International Criminal Court, which America should cut ties with, these people are nuts, is considering arrest warrants for Netanyahu other top Israeli officials, but not for the leaders of Hamas you understand.
Or Iran.
Right.
Who is behind every bit of this.
Oh, and earlier this week, I didn't even get to this, Israel released one of the Hamas guys that they had captured, and he said, hey, look, we trained for October 7th in Iran. They trained us.
Yeah, we knew that. I mean,
yeah, we did.
Those of us who accept real news and reality in this world already knew this. International Criminal Court, what a joke.
Yeah. So if you rape and murder women, if you parade their dead rape bodies through the streets, if you burn babies alive in ovens, that's all good. That's cool. Now, we're good with that. But if you respond in any way, we're going to put out an arrest warrant for you. That's where we are right now with the International Criminal Court. We need Donald Trump back in office so he can cut ties with these lunatics. Here's the crazy part. Again, let's remember, Hamas is a State Department designated terrorist organization, okay? And the fact these protesters on the Columbia campus want to recruit for Hamas by sending you to their Telegram channel so you can get recruited by them or other terrorist groups doesn't change that fact.
Well, all they want to do, though, is recruit them for their PR campaign. If they actually wanted to recruit them to go fight, hey, go knock yourself out. If you believe so much in the Hamas cause, go over there and fight. Go over there now. Go and let the IDF take care of you.
Did you hear this lunatic, Kamani James, who it turns out was the leader on the Columbia campus calling for the death of Jews, Zionists, saying if he gets mad enough, he might do it himself.
Right. Yeah.
And this is who Columbia was negotiating with, this guy. And they just banned him from campus. People demanded he be expelled. They expelled him. And he was back last night leading the break-in into the building. This is what the left tolerates. This guy is an anti-Semite. He's talking about murdering Jews. And they were treating him like he's somebody who should be listened to and negotiated with all this time. And then these videos came out.
And has the entitlement attitude that it is his right to be a student at that college. It is your privilege. It is your privilege to be able to go to that college that is supported by federal funds and other donors. It is your privilege. I'm not saying you have to agree with everything the administration does. I'm not saying you can't voice your opinion. But this stuff about occupation of taxpayer-supported universities and private colleges, too, this can't be tolerated. This has got to be brought to an end now.
Well, the left is tolerating it, and we're about to have another summer of love, this time for Hamas. I thought it would be fake crime, and we'd go burn things down. But no, it's I guess Hamas is hot now. I mean, they are. And you know what's so disgusting about this? Again, in the months after October 7th, the whole world was so horrified. Nobody was walking around going, hey, I'm a Hamas supporter. What made that okay? It was the Biden administration making Hamas morally equivalent to Israel, telling Israel not to respond, acting as if there's two sides here in a genocide. That's what caused this. They caused all of this. And by the way, the good news is it's blowing up in their face bigly. Do you realize this is so interesting? Pollster Mark Penn, who's a Democrat pollster, was warning support for Israel and America hasn't budged one iota over this.
Good.
But support for Hamas is being tied to Joe Biden. And that is not good. So there's good news here. We'll have that and much more coming up. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.